Back to the 80s with your Southeast Regional Ag News. I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. As we've watched interest rates climb, there's always that underlying worry of going back to the 80s. An 80s baby myself, it's a reality I know only enough about to understand that we don't want to go back there. So how high did they get in the 80s? A quick Google search led me to a story from bankrate.com. According to their website, the Fed funds rate began the 80s at a target level of 14% in January of 1980. By the time officials concluded a conference call on December 5th of that same year, they had hiked the target range to 19 to 20%, its highest ever. Why am I bringing up scary stories from the past? Well, to bring what is hopefully a bit of reassurance. Randy Dickhoot, farmland analyst for Agricultural Economic Insights, says there is one major difference between now and where we were 40 years ago.
There was more debt. Farmers bought land, cost them more to own it, plus their incomes were down. Today, farm incomes, even for 23, farm income in general for the country is still above what it was previously.
This comes as a recent report from the USDA's Economic Research Service says farm sector debt tied to real estate will hit a record high in 2023. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.